Well, we come to this second section in our CD, Sure of Heaven. The second section, Jesus Changes Lives, Even Mine Today. We see how coming into a real relationship with Christ will dramatically change me, as it did for many named in these next nine chapters. God is more interested in the real me on the inside than the me that others see. God looks at my heart, my motives, my desires, my faith and belief in Him, my response to Him, my desire to live life to please Him, not myself.
Chapter 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn He appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered round Him, and He sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap, in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
Here, like the woman at the well, we see Jesus meeting a woman with a shady moral record. And yet, unlike the woman in chapter 4, we read that she was caught in the very act of adultery. You know, in a very real sense, every time that I sin, Almighty God catches me in the very act. That's an awesome thought, isn't it? It says in Matthew's Gospel that there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, or hidden that shall not be known. Well, Jesus stoops down and writes in the sand as if he hadn't heard these religious guys who were baying for her death, as it were, for her blood. One commentator suggests that it was the Ten Commandments that Jesus was writing out those two times in the sand. The self-righteous religious leaders peer over his shoulder. One translation of the Bible puts it like this: "They which heard, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one." Well, do you know, friend, on that awesome day of judgment, it will be just me and Jesus alone. And yet Jesus will either be my judge or my saviour. Jesus said to this woman, what wonderful, gracious words, "I don't condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." You see, the religious leaders called out, "She's a sinner. We wanted to rub it in. My conscience, my God-given conscience, cries out, 'I'm a sinner.' Rub it in." The devil himself accuses, "You're a sinner." He rubs it in. Oh, dear friend, listen to this. What does Jesus say to my soul? "You're a sinner, but I want to rub it out."